Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Libra, cold. She was impressed, baby, what is yours? She said I'm Pisces, we're connected. And I think you're kinda sexy, baby. You say Capricorn, take my hand. I'ma take it to lover's land. I'ma show you things you've never seen. All night long, baby, make my
late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized. And I knew you would, but I could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But y'all getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, oh no. Tonight I'm making up for it all, yeah. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. Forever. Please don't say no.
Good evening. I am your host, the Pearl Negra, and I'm co-hosting with sexy, sultry voice diva. Y'all, give me a second, okay? I'm freshly back, so I'm trying to get together here. My sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Hey, diva, I am doing. How are you?
I am. You know, that Rihanna song is one of my joints here. I used to, well, when I could really get up and do my thing, I would get in front of the mirror and I'd exercise to this one. That's my jam. You kind of caught me off guard. When you haven't heard a song in a long time that's your jam, you know, it kind of takes you somewhere. But it's all good. It's all
right,
good.
Now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on. Do you got yours on?
I most certainly do, and I love your new Raw Links.
Mm. Oh, thank you. I love them, girl. You know I'm in love. Oh, it's like therapy for me. I just look at them and touch them and rub them and just, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Erotic Love Zone. Now, before I go any further, let me give a big shout out to our illustrious CEO, and as other hosts say, our benevolent benefactor, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, yo, he is the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that my co-host and I was just speaking on. And you can acquire these wonderful pieces, these precious gemstones and metals and even wood. Raw links, be raw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, just holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will definitely, definitely make sure you get to adorn your body with whatever it is that you want him to design. And he is very creative. He can make some stuff on his own that you will be satisfied, mm-hmm. or just tell him exactly what it is that you want, and he got you, I promise you. Yes. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, press that one. We'd love you to join us. We won't bite unless you want us to. Diva, this topic. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good, y'all. Yeah. I'm trying to get my groove back because it's been a minute. I lost my voice a couple of times. I was battling through that flu, and y'all know that knocked you on your butt. Mm-hmm. If you've ever had it, it's no fun at all, you know. And then it lingers. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's really like it's so not for me. But mm-hmm. let's talk about this topic, Diva. My goodness, you want to tell them or should I tell them?
I'll try and give it a whirl. Tonight's topic is tell us your sexual specialty poetically.
Oh, you know what? I'm a bad girl. I got a specialty. What about you, Diva? You got a specialty?
Uh-huh. Well, I think everybody has a specialty if they work at it.
Okay, I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do.
Okay. I guess everybody does have a specialty, but I've had some really, how can I say this? I'll just say I ain't going to pull no punches. I've had some crappy lovers, okay? I'm just trying to say, they one hit a quitter, and that's
right.
It, okay? Mm-hmm. And I had to speed on because I'm not going to subject myself to being dissatisfied. You know, no matter how nice, you know, how great the conversation is, sex is not the most important thing in a relationship, but it plays a major part. You know, we were designed to procreate. So, I mean, come on. And I wouldn't say hypersexual, but I'm highly sexual. I got something. I can't wait. We're gonna get to our pieces, right? And you know what? Let me start us off with a station identifier first, and then we can get into pieces. All right, all right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Right back.
Epiphany Radio.
Baby,
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was a nice little interlude or whatever you want to call it, station identifier. Diva, would you like me to go first tonight, or would you like to head us off?
You know what? I'm going to let you take the mic. I want to put you in the spotlight and find out what your specialty is. The mic is yours.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say, I just finished this piece maybe about an hour ago because I was occupied doing other things. So this doesn't, y'all already know I'm queen of untitled pieces, and this is extremely short, but I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. All right. The certain things were taken from me without my permission. It's when I knew that I wasn't made to fall in line. I've gone against the grain ever since, and still to this day. My sexual specialty is to break the rules. So you may just get all of me at once, but I'm not going to hurt you. I'm definitely not following guidelines. Understand, you're not dealing with a little girl. I will put my lips wherever and whenever I want. I lick and taste everything that pleases me, pleases my palate, over and over and over again, ensuring nothing will be taken from me ever again. And there's no holds barred in my mind, but have no fear. And if you come, you will come with me, because we will reach the highest of highs. And that's that piece.
Wait a minute, girl. Woo now. Come on now. Come on now. Wait a minute. If you come... Wait.
If you come to me.
Yes. If you come to me, you'll come with me. Hey, now.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
You know what?
Yes.
That's going to be a good line for me one of these days.
You know what? I say that because I always give them a happy ending. Always. Even the crappy lovers have gotten a happy ending. I may not have gotten a happy ending, but I do make sure. I have made sure. I can't even say I do make sure. I have made sure because, I've been out of the loop for a good minute. But, yeah. So, Diva, I am excited.
Mm.
And I want you to take your time and sit this, okay?
All right, I know
you brought something for us. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back and give you the stage. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called My Specialty. My husband loves the way I give head. He says it's my specialty. He said his soul leaves his body when I do it. But I think it's when I'm under him, undulating my hips, that turns them on mostly, gets stroked within my walls, and his voice gets deeper. He keeps moving to go deep, rotating his hips to touch my A spot. He says I feel so good. He feels good to me too, and I hope he doesn't stop. The race to completion has me soaring to the sky, reaching for the moon. I moan and I beg for him to release. But my man wants to stay grounded and he doesn't want to leave anytime soon. So I just grab his glutes and meet his thrust until I almost tap out. And just when I come for the third time, maybe four, he pulls out and gives me my long-awaited libation. I imbibe greedily as my body trembles with prolonged ecstasy. And finally, after his spasms subside, he withdraws and kisses me on my knee and collapses on the bed. And that's that piece.
Let me tell you something. That first line made me choke on my damn water. He said, I can't even remember. I'm still trying to clear my chest from his what? Damn. I love it. You know, I'm a special breed. That head thing is, it's a beautiful thing. Especially when it's done right.
Yes, it is.
Girl.
Water. And I thought I was a good kisser.
Girl, look.
I'm that sweet.
I love that piece, though, man. I can't wait to listen to the playback because I want to hear that again without me coughing in my damn upper damn lungs. I said,
when you said the first one, I was dead.
Yo, that was delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
Well, thank you
for that. You know we're in trouble.
It's so delicious.
You know we're in trouble, right?
You know what? I just got finished drinking some hot tea, so I hope I'm ready.
They're going to have to wait 1 second because I got to get my water down now before I even open this microphone because this is, Lord have mercy on my soul. So, all right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up this first microphone to Poetic. Hey, Poetic, how you doing? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey Poetic.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra.
Oh.
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, God. Hey, Vinny.
Hey,
oh, God, you got to respond like that. So, y'all voices just, God. I'm trying to calm down. Yeah, it's not all right.
You don't have to calm down.
Lord. Well, Poetic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think of this topic tonight about showing us or telling us poetically about your sexual specialty?
You know, I love this topic. I love what you're doing with it. And my piece tonight's going to be a little different because I'm a man of words, and there's nothing I love more sexually than to be able to use my words.
I know that's right. Well, that is completely understood, and I'm not going to hold you much longer. I'm just going to step off the stage, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm horny for the thoughts from you that creates my erection. The ones that grab my pituitary gland and make a connection, so sexy that your flow of devotion is in tune with my level of communication. I'm horny for your delighted passion, that desire of you that drives me crazy with liquefied obsession. 'Cause when that drip creates moisture so nasty, I look at you and say, even your shadow is sexy. I'm horny for the way you feed my intellect. Activate my geek mode with ultimate disrespect. Turn on the animal inside of me, just a whisper from your lips. While I keep searching for tips, see, I'm horny for the edification you give me. Reminding me why your waterfall is pleasantly waiting for me. 'Cause when it rains with your golden honey, The nourishment you feed my soul is more valuable than money. Help me build walls so I see no one else. Because I know what I have in you, and I will need no one else. I'm horny from the way you grip the sheets of my woven fabric, dedicating your life to destroying my pain and havoc, all while not losing yourself in the process, even when my world seems like a mess. I'm horny for you, horny for you, from the mind of Poetic.
Lord have mercy. Oh God, I'm tongue-tied. All right. That line about dedicating your life to what was that you said? Wait a minute. About your chaos and what?
Dedicating your life to destroying my pain and havoc. All when not losing yourself in the process.
That part, God, that's everything. That's life right there. Oh, my goodness. David, what you got for that? I'm stuck. Oh, my God.
First of all, I loved it. It just wasn't one particular line or two for me. It was the entire whole thing because you're in the cerebral. You know what I'm saying? And because we are sapios, I can see how that titillates you. And I love it. I'm like, whoop. I had to whoop a couple of times.
Thanks so much. But absolutely.
It was tasty.
It was absolutely delicious. Your pen never disappoints. Never. And Lord, yes. I love that piece. Oh my. Wait a minute, Kalinda. He is coming. Okay, just a second.
I was about to ask you, did you peep what she had on tonight?
No, she usually tells me what she has on and asks me to deliver a message, but she hasn't mentioned it. And she told you what she got on tonight.
Well, she didn't tell me, but I peeked around the corner. I peeked. So she got it on. She got it going strong. She got a little maid outfit on and them little sexy stilettos and stuff.
Yes,
she's waiting for him.
I ain't tell her to come to work dressed like that.
I know this is your doing.
Don't knock her hustle. She's trying to get tips. You got to get her tips. But
you know what?
When I get over there, she's going to get the biggest tip she's ever gotten.
Yeah, I'll bet she is.
I'm going to go ahead and step away from that because my brain is awesome.
Well, thank you very much for that. You were there? Child, I'm trying to stay from going over there I'm trying to tell you.
We must bring him back in, though, Diva.
Yes, please. Would you mind if we interrupted you and brought you back in a little bit later on to give us a rundown for your testimony?
Sure.
We'll return you.
It'd be my pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. And I'm gonna send you over there with a song. All right.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic for you.
Promise that you won't. I'm for real, I wanna give you a supply. How it feels when your heart's beating fast, sweat drips off your body roaring loud. Stay with me. We're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first, get it first. Watch out, bitch.
just wanna roar right now. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first, get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it first. Don't hold it back, get it first. You lose if you get it first. Get it first, let it burn. My job is to make it. Don't hold it back. Get it first. Let me go crazy. I wanna dive in face first today. I'm playing Russian roulette with that. Are you gonna let me kiss on your neck or not? I've tried to neglect how I feel. But it goes on. Close your eyes and know. You lose if you get it first. Get it first. Let it burn. My job is to make it. Don't hold it back. Get it first. You lose if you get it first. Get it first. Let it burn. My job is to make it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Poetic, I hope you enjoyed that song. Behave over there, okay? Because you will be coming back over here for just a few minutes, so we need you intact, okay? All right, Diva, yeah. Are we ready for this next caller, this next artist?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got ourselves a C-Double 34 Music. Hey, C-Double, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome. Now, I need to address Adrian right now.
Yes.
Are you trying to turn me into the cousin of Vesta Williams?
Oh. Oh. Congratulations.
Yeah. I thought it would have been me. Hitting it from the back. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
But for real. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, poor thing. You know what? My ex-boyfriend, who remained very good friends with my mother for years after we had parted, she actually gave him my phone number to call me. And when he called me, his first words came out of his mouth was, congratulations. I'm like, are you kidding me? I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I didn't get nervous or anything because my husband was very, very controlling, but I couldn't do anything but laugh. I was like, you are still crazy. He always did make me laugh, though. And it just, it, some things never change with people. And I'm talking, it had been, oh, my God, I hadn't seen him since I was about 16. Jeez.
Oh, my
God. And then after that, it was like after I got married. And I got married when I was 24. So that had been a good while. I was cracking up. And I knew my mother was the only one that she was the only way he got my number. because nobody else would have done that, you know. But my mom had this thing for him. She was like, he was the good one. You let him go. I'm like, whatever, Mom, you know. When you're in love, yeah. You know, you tend to go with what your heart feels rather than some good advice, you know. Should have listened to her. But anyway, let's get back to the show. You know, it's good to hear from you because I haven't in a good while because I've been out of commission and you've been busy, you know.
You've been out of commission because you was with me.
I was sick.
See, you were telling our own business over the phone about your voice going out. See, that's the problem right there.
Oh, my God.
You know I think of these things.
Oh, Lord, I know. Troublemaker. I need to call you Trouble, too. But somebody else already owns that name. I already gave that to a particular person. So I'll think of something else for you.
Yeah. So, I'll be Heartbreaker.
Okay. If that's what you... Oh, okay. My. Oh, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Heartbreaker. Oh my.
Say
why is it the bad boy names always draw us in? What is it about that, Diva? Huh?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't figured it out yet, but I will. It's something about that bad boy name, like Trouble and Heartbreaker, it just make you curious. Like, I want to know what it is about you. But C-Double, what do you think of this topic for tonight about letting us know about your sexual specialty poetically? I mean, I believe,
well,
like you said, everyone has one. Uh-huh.
I know for a fact as you get older, some things go away, but some things never change.
Okay.
So, in this
piece,
you
care to elaborate on that?
Well, it'll probably work as, you know, what do you do as an artist with a masterpiece? How do you make a masterpiece?
Oh.
You paint it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The visual, yes.
Yeah.
Bring it to life.
I figured you'd get that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to get off the stage. I'd never get through the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move off the stage, and
I'm going to set the spotlight on you. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to step off the stage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Go and stand in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Called Red Alert. Let me give you tender loving care as I creep down low to your special spots. Let's take our time because my love is forever. This was meant to be. So scrub, worrying what about your friends you were going to meet. I'm digging on you as you're now, sex as a weapon, and tonight you're going to surrender. You won't be too proud to beg me. Let me speak tongues on stage to make sure in the sound check. Is this my clips, or is it coming in hot? Maybe if I slowly adjust your knobs and fine-tune them orally, would that help you reach that glorious peak as I lift your legs above the stratosphere? Let me examine the depths of where your passion is by slurping and lapping it up, swallowing your lather until you beg and demand that my thrust connects into your socket, providing the electrical surge that has you gyrating, squirming to the right kind of hurt you need. to where your squirting streams obtained by me serving you is current bliss. Now you can go hang with your girls because I've sealed your lips with my kiss. Baby, baby, baby. Let me lick you up and down till you say, that's my peace.
Oh,
well, damn.
Well, damn.
That tickled. Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Well,
did you have to end it like that? With
okay.
That kind of note?
I,
damn.
Oh,
well, damn. I think of
yo. Shit. That was hot. That was real hot.
I should have grabbed my hand fan when I had a chance.
I would ask to hear that last line again, but I can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It's that. Right,
what do you mean?
Let me play
with your body, baby, to make you real hot.
Lord have mercy.
Well,
Lord have mercy.
You got that right.
That part. Oh, my.
Oh, my God, man. I feel like Shanae. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
That
you know
was,
what? That line
that
about
was,
the girl's trip.
Uh-huh.
So I feel your mouth with a kiss. Oh, dang.
So, yeah. You ain't coming to play tonight.
No.
I can't.
But Diva, I know
yeah.
You got a song for him coming in.
Have mercy. I got one. I gotta find it. But it's gonna play. I'm gonna play something after we release you to walk on over there to the Love Lounge, and you can. Put your finger in the air because Kalinda knows what you want, but you may need to make a little bit of a little bit more movement to get her attention, because I don't know if you heard, but she has a special outfit on tonight for a poetic, and I know he has everything to do with her dressing that particular way, because that is not work attire, but I'm going to let it slide tonight.
I don't want it to be Isaac Hayes said, oh, he put a ring on your finger last night. Oh. He must be a lucky man to have a woman like you.
Ooh, child. I'm not even going to touch that no further. But what I am going to do is send you on over there. I want to thank you for bringing that. Oh, that piece was good. That was delicious,
thank you
too.
So much.
Especially that ending. My goodness. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic
to the both of you. Peace.
Peace. Girl,
what?
That first time,
I think.
Ooh, girl, I got ready to take off more than that because that first time he ended that piece. Oh, I said, wait a minute. I felt that. That ain't right. Hold on now. Come on, singing like that. Sounding like he sang. Come in here like that. Dare you. Oh, that was all right. That was decent. But, yeah, I got a song. I don't know how much you'll like it, but it's a song nonetheless. So let me do this.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Yeah, that's one of my jams. You know, not a lot of people care for Selena Gomez, but I like that joint. Because, you know, when you're ready, come and get it. Oh, man. All right, Diva. So let's see who we got up next. Well, did she drop? No, I don't think she dropped. Okay, I see her. My devices, my electronics, they do what they want to do sometimes. Let's open up this next microphone. We got a storm coming away. Gina Storm.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Gina. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey,
hello,
Diva.
Happy,
how are you?
Happy Wednesday. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to have you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I was going to make it in Q&A, but I made it.
Oh, you made it. You're definitely going to make it anyway. That's just the way the universe works. So, yeah, you're here. So, what do you think of this topic tonight?
My sexual...
Yes.
I used to not be, I wasn't affectionate. I didn't require foreplay at one time. And during that time of my life, I didn't realize what I was missing until I got this foreplay that was so good. I had none left for the sex. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes.
Look, I'm done. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you sir, are horrible. I'm going to have to take a refresher because I'm not okay. I needed, like, electrolytes and protein. Woo! Fresh air and sunshine. Like, he ruined my life. It was a good thing I married him. But, we're divorced now, but then he had something he was bringing to the table that I was like, wow.
Yeah, he gave you some. You know, sex can be very liberating when you've had a person that can show you certain things about yourself and open you up to something new. He got your hand in marriage, so it was something about him.
Yeah. I begged him to be my boyfriend for as long as possible. Then he proposed, and I accepted, and we got married. But long story short, we're not married. We're still friends, but the wonderful thing about him is I can't have a sexual conversation with him.
Why not?
Stop playing. You know why. You know why now.
I know. I had to throw it out.
Right.
You know?
So you go, ooh, see, we're not doing that. We are not playing that game.
I hear you. I hear you.
That, come on for that
yeah,
one.
I totally understand. I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't going to touch on it no more. Okay.
I'm telling you, that man right there, I used to be mad at him, and then I realized that I wasn't mad at him. I know what I was mad about, but I wasn't going to never say it. But I know why I was
mm-hmm.
mad. It included
mm-hmm.
him.
Uh-huh.
I was like, ooh, I feel like this. But I do. Oh, yeah.
I think we all experience somebody like that at some time or another in our lifetime.
Most of your wife know what that's like.
Does that to us. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But I know you did bring something for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off the stage and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I didn't have a chance to write to it because I had just asked what the topic was, and thank you, La Perla Negra, for that. So this, ladies, is my rendering for my sexual specialty. I'll title my freestyle sexual specialty. I have a lot of skills that I bring to the table and some that I don't have to use often, but I will and can whenever need be because I don't have to get ready. I stay ready. One of my specialties when it comes to sexual contact is this. There was a time in my life when I had had sex, but me and that particular gentleman did not kiss. And he would always say, "What, you just don't kiss?" I said, "Nah, I just don't kiss you." I didn't want him to have any delusions that this was something that I was keeping from everyone, because everyone doesn't deserve to put their mouth on your mouth. That's just how I felt, and I still do. So when I kiss deeply. I want to explore the inside of you and for you to touch mine too. I want our heartbeats to be in sync. I want to wrap my arms around your middle and you around my shoulders with your large and strong arms, making me feel safe and far from harm, because if I kiss you, we're going to make love, and I know what you've been used to, all that whining and dining, but I actually would take the time out to show you a very good sexual time, make you understand that I'm not just saying words that rhyme, but I will do it repeatedly, back to back, like a skipped record, and you will always get the same game from me. I might mix it up a little bit, sometimes wear a costume or a mask. Maybe I will let you tie me up, or I'll do the same for you. There are several things that we can do, but it will start with that kiss. And I will try to kiss your soul from you. I will try to snatch your heart and make you feel like kissing was a work of art, and you want to paint a masterpiece on my lips like I'm doing for you. I just got the assignment, but I think I understood it. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my piece.
I want to kiss your soul from you. Who said? Yo, I'm telling you right now, Gina. No, you Miss Storm tonight. Miss Storm, I'm borrowing that line. I'm telling you, that's going to find its way in one of my pieces sometime in this lifetime. It's going to find its way in there. I love that. Wow.
Absolutely. You know what?
Oh,
let me tell you something. You ain't kissing me if we ain't close. Okay? If we ain't loving on each other, I ain't going to start loving you. We ain't kissing. That's out.
Okay.
So you got that right. You got
I think people,
right.
Some older, in a certain generation, certain ages, people feel like it's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an option. If I choose to kiss you, that's how I'm going to kiss you. The next thing you know, and you'll be trying to figure out, where our clothes go? Don't worry about that. Just keep kissing me. Don't worry about it.
I've
been doing this for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I know that, right?
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
That was an amazing piece. I love that, man. I still have a little envy because I can't freestyle. And I have things to say. It's just that for me, if I try to freestyle, it's going to come out as me trying and it's going to mess up the flow. But if I'm just talking without thinking about it, it'll come out pretty dope. But, man, some got it like that, some don't. But I appreciate it. That was really, really good piece. But I'm still in that line. I'm telling you now, there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
You better get copyrights if you don't want me to touch it, because I'm using that.
Have at it.
I'm trying to
tell you. I feel like, if I'm not here to inspire, then I'm not doing it right. So, yeah.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
I got it from Gina, but I'm using it.
Okay. Now, before we let you escape over there to the Love Lounge with C-Double and Poetic, we got to ask you what you got going on in the world of Epiphany's universe.
8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this Saturday night, myself and Just Jay will do the show. That's what I call it simply. It's the Just Jay and Gina show, and we'll be there for conversations, jokes, poetry. You have nothing else that you'd rather do, by all means, come through. Spend some time with us on Saturday night. Thank you, ladies. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, I think I got a song for that. Let me see.
All right.
Let me try this one.
Put it in reverse, up in heaven, open up and put it in. You're out of time.
That's one of my favorite songs. Well,
is it? Is it? Yeah, I am very much a fan.
Yes.
Girl, I'm such a fan of Raheem Devon. Yes, he got some words for your ass. Yes, definitely.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see. Who we got next? You know what? Y'all have to forgive me because I don't have my logbook for phone numbers recorded in. So I'm just going to introduce this person by their area code. I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to take the chance to make a mistake and say the wrong name. So I'm going to just open up the microphone to area code 862. Who do we have on the mic?
This is J. Rob, the wise son.
I knew it.
Hey,
welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing, J. Rob?
Mm-hmm. I hear this.
Don't
shit,
do that
Mom.
To me. You hear this? What are we doing? We did nothing. I ain't did nothing. But I already got your song ready, too, yo. I'm trying to tell you, because I know you.
What song is this?
You ain't gonna, I can't tell you that until you get ready to, until you spit your piece. We got to have conversation and sapiosexualism stimulation and all that good stuff first.
So if we have a sapiosexual talk, then why are we doing erotic poetry?
That too, yeah, all of that. I said conversation first and then sapiosexual stimulation. You know?
Oh, that's what you did say,
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you do indeed stimulate us, absolutely, you know. How are you?
It's another day in the hood, and I'm just hoping that someday people enjoy whatever it is that I write. Someday.
Oh, real.
Touches people. And I have a new series coming up. So I'm hoping you'll enjoy what's about to hit. I got to create something different. Hopefully somebody else will enjoy what this is. If I could. Yeah, I'll let y'all know what that is in a hot second, but there's a new series coming up since we're about to touch on Black History Month, and these pieces ain't got a damn thing to do with Black history. It's all about chocolate-coated kisses created by Black women.
Jesus. Lord, I'm so ready. Oh, my God.
This is a different kind of romanticism. I'm not going to be so direct, but if you read the pieces slowly, you'll understand how erotic this shit really is.
It must be going to be. I got to do my Ebonics. It must be going to be good because got my cat in here meowing.
Yeah, that song that you just played, I'm going to need that because one or two pieces to attach to that. And,
okay. Right. I got
let
you.
Let y'all know that me and my compadres are going to do a four-man rush on something very romantic for Valentine's Day. So all I say is prepare yourself because this one's going to be dope. This is going to be really dope. And then me and a couple other brothers got something coming up that I hope you're going to dig, but this new poetic series but this is strictly for every chocolate-covered kiss that came about through cute copulations of contorticisms.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready. I am patiently but anxiously awaiting to taste
that part.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So We already know. Well, I have to ask you the question of the evening, which is, we'd like to know, we'd like you to tell us about your sexual specialty poetically.
Sexual specialty?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yes. So I'm going
to
step off the stage.
I might have to change pieces. If that's the case, I may have to change the piece I was going to write.
Well, would you like some time?
Nope.
Or are you ready?
No.
Okay.
Fuck that. I'll do what I got.
All right. That's what I like. Shit. Yeah. Give it to me. Okay. I'm going to step off the stage, and I'm going to move the spotlight over, adjust it for you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I wanted to taste her tongue after she took a puff of my cigar. I said, "You got a lot of nerve. What is your name?" And she said, "I'm a lot of things that you've never met." She said, "But they call me Star." I looked her up and down with complete disbelief, not even imagining that this could actually be happening, but I needed to taste her tongue. Because if my smokes tasted that good coming out her mouth, we may have to smoke again. So excuse me, miss, I don't mean to be rude, but you and them high heels and that perfume smells like the happiest days of my life, and I can see it all in the sexiness that you exude. And when we finally got a chance to meet, she spoke to me in a language I never heard before, but felt so familiar in his dialectic tone. But what she said to me while she was smiling, she said, "I asked what you were speaking," and she said, "This is your native language, way before slavery. I took a puff of your cigar because I want you to taste this out of my mouth, but what you're about to taste is poetry. So looking at you made my palate salivate with an acute anticipation of how wet your lips must really be by the time we actually get to kiss. Before you grab and hold this stimulus phallus, lick your lips before you and your throat begins to open and you deep throat all of my hopes and dreams and you take all of my bad days away while you siphon every inch of my reality with hand precision like a surgeon does confidently before surgery. Before you allow me to deep enter the innermost sanctum of your penundrum while messaging chocolate-covered areola magnificence with quiet whispers of how fucking wet can you really get? I mean, come on, tell me. I love where your head is at, and I see what's on your mind. I love this so much more than you do, and I've got nothing but time." She said, "I got more than this to give. You have no idea what's about to come. So pretend that you're a giant and give me the fee to find the foe. I'm already giving you the fun because you already have to understand where I'm coming from." As she sat on my lap and continued to tell my lips more secrets, one damn lie at a time as a dream could come true. And the first lie she said that felt so good was, "God damn it, you feel good. And Daddy, I love you. Come inside me." I'll let that go. I'll tell you part two. My name is J. Rob the Wise Son, and this has been another deeper shade of soul for your soul. Please.
Damn.
No.
Oh, coming in here talking like that. Oh, my God.
I didn't say the F word.
Guess what? I almost did, and I'm glad I wasn't drinking my water this time because I wouldn't have recovered from coughing this time. I'm trying to tell you. Lord, that was absolutely that was delicious, like a bowl of freshly rinsed off black cherries. That was so good.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Lord, forgive me. I'm trying to keep it together here. That was good. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear this next line of poetry that's coming up from you. Oh, damn, J-Rob. Come here talking about that diva. What you got for that diva? Because I can't even remember one line because they all were so damn good.
And that's exactly what happened to me. I'm sitting here like, wait a minute. Wait. This one, then that one. Hold it. Oh, no. You know what? Sometimes I get, you know, like people tell me they get lost, you know, on how I say things. I kind of get lost with you, J-Rob. It's the way you speak it. And
yep.
I'm thinking, And I'm thinking, wow, okay. And just when I want a particular line, I'm like, nope. It just ain't going to work. Because the whole entire piece is just, ooh, wait. And then I got to breathe a little. And then, you know, if you got to, if your taste the same as my cigar, then we have to smoke some more. I'm like, well, okay. And then I'm, you know, trying to get that metaphor, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. So, nope. It was delectable. Not just delicious,
absolutely.
Delectable.
Oh, my
God. You know how to do it, I tell
God.
You got it.
Yes, you do. You damn sure got it.
Yeah.
You got that it factor. That's what it is. Oh, my God.
That's
oh, wow. That's pretty, that's got to be the dopest compliment I've ever gotten, the it factor.
Yeah, you do.
You've had that
for me. Oh, you got it, honey. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to use honey.
Saying.
Oh, you got it, baby. You got it. Yes, you do.
Ooh.
Oh, it's called Stay in Power. Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
I loved it.
I just want to write poetry that people could be proud of and enjoy.
Proud
I'm
of you.
Showing
you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
You humble the fuck out of me. I'm trying to tell you. Anyway, excuse me. I'm trying to be good here. I can't help myself sometimes. You do the thing. You do that thing that you do. You know. Oh, Lord. But, J-Rob, would you mind telling everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe, please?
Brothers and sisters and everybody within the sound of my voice, join myself, J-Rob, the wise son, and the pilot of the ship, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetics, and join the dynamic duo on the last show of January 2023, the Get Down. And just like last year, the last show of the month is open mic, freestyle, do what you like. And we're hoping that everybody can come through and give us a little something of what you like to give. And let's enjoy ourselves, enjoy some poetry, and have some fun. Kick off little Friday on the Get Down. J-Rob, the wise son. The incredible poetic. One show, two mics, all poetry, Epiphany, tomorrow night.
That's what I'm talking about. Man.
All right.
That thing, he just did that thing that he do. See? That's what I'll be talking about, y'all. Y'all don't get it, but let me stop. Okay, thank you, J-Rob, the wise son. Could you do us a favor when you head over there? Tap your brother on the shoulder and let him know we need him to come back through here real quick and do something for us. We did ask him, but, you know, Kalinda's over there in a little French maid outfit and with some black stilettos on, I believe, and some fishnet stockings.
So, So you want him to do another piece, and you want me to disturb him while he's talking to Kalinda?
I just want him to come through and give us a rundown. That's it. Yes, disturb his ass. Yes.
Well, okay. So do me a favor. Let him talk for as long as he wants, so I can talk to Kalinda.
All right, well, while you're walking over there, I'm going to play a song for you because that piece, oh, my. Would that be all right with you? Say well.
Please. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the erotic love zone. Now, Diva, I'm about to interrupt Poetic real quick before we open up this next microphone, because he did say he would come in here and do us a favor, did he not?
Absolutely.
All right, so... Excuse me, Poetic. Excuse me. Hello, Ben.
Good evening.
Could you come over here for a second? We need a favor.
Sure, absolutely. What you need? I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Don't move. Yes. What can I do for you?
Yes. Would you please be so kind as to give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week?
Sure. My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, tomorrow night for the Get Down. It's open mic. Ball, let's have a blast. Last Thursday of the year, of the month. You know, the last Thursdays is that open mic show. So come through. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night is the Just J. Gina Storm show. I'm sorry, Just J. and Just Gina. Forgive me. Come through. Check them out. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And Alonzo, go Niners. That's right. I'm a 49ers fan. Y'all Eagles about to get it. Monday night, catch us for King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night is going to be Honey Dripper with Mojave. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another edition of the Erotic Lovers Home. Miss VIP and La Pearl. La Negra, ladies.
Hold up. Thank you. But wait a minute. Hold on. Nope. You ain't saying that. You threw that. You think I didn't catch that shade?
No.
That shade was like
we
a dark cloud over me just now.
First
no,
of
you did
all,
not call out my eagle. How
first
you going to come on my,
you
wait, you gonna
already
come on
know.
My show?
You already know. My 49ers is coming to Philly. Coming to Philly, we coming hard, and we coming hard. Coming hard.
Bring it
now. If you'll excuse me, I got to get back to the bartender. But Jalen Hurts ain't seen a defense like this one yet. He better get ready.
Here you go. We ready. Bring your ass. Go on over there. One love,
be.
One mic.
Yeah, better be. One love, one mic.
People throw shade at my team.
Well,
don't
come
sit and come on my show and do that.
No.
You know what? It's cool. We going to whoop that ass. I'm telling you now. See, we ain't friends right now. And we ain't going to be friends again after the game. But right now, you done called us up. We ain't friends now. I'm telling you right now. So. All right, Diva, let's open up this next microphone. We got ourselves Miss Coco Chanel. Hey, Natasha, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing today?
I'm good. Hi, how are you guys?
I'm good.
I'm here.
Yeah, it's really good to hear your voice on here. Yes, it has, but that's all right, because poetry is timeless, and we have an abundance of it. So ain't no sweat. We are happy to have you here. So, now, what I want to know, what we want to know, you to tell us about your sexual specialty in a poetic form.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a thing. But okay,
it's all right. Give us what you got. Yes. Okay. Right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. So the piece that I have is called I Want You. I want you. I want you to suck me into an uplift, taking my soul out of my body and giving my mind pure ecstasy. I can't help but to miss. I want you. I want you to fuck my cerebellum, send in involuntary movements to my spinal cord and tingles to my frontal lobe, bringing it all to an equilibrium. I want you. I want you to fuck all the ridges and crevices of my cerebral cortex, that it straightens out the damages of my ex and bring my senses to wisdom to know that there will never be a next. I want you. I want you to fuck out the negativity of the past and the ugliness of my attitude, peeling the layers of my soul, to reveal my core and fortitude. I want you. I want you to fuck me. Fuck the sapio into my sexual so that my cream ooze out with intelligence, making my words come with elegance, giving me an honorable presence. I want you. I want you to make love to the queen I've become, where my body is numb and my soul gets to come. I want you. I want you in my mind to never get struck dumb, because I want you. Thank you.
Damn. Well, shit, guess what? You have made up for lost time, because damn, it's a lot of soul fucking and taking tonight.
Damn. Amen.
Yo, that was hot. Yo, I'm on that. Woo. Go ahead, Diva.
Diva. Well, I was just going to say that while you were reciting, I actually heard I Want You by Marvin Gaye playing in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
I wish I had that song right now. Oh, my God. I wish I had that song. Shut up, cat. Y'all have to excuse my cat. He be tripping sometimes. You got my cat meowing. Talking like that, girl. Coming in here talking about soul sucking and all that. Shit.
I mean, they be knowing what's up.
Yo, that was, oh my God. Lord, I like that. Girl. Truly, truly appreciate you coming through with that piece. I told her a long time ago, it's always a microphone waiting here for her, so it's all good. It's all good.
I try. But then I look up and then 11 o'clock and I'll be like, oh my goodness, it's too late.
No. You got in here. You got in here just in time. So you could, in fact, you could have had a whole another 20 minutes. You could have waited. You got in here just in time, believe me. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was well worth the wait. Damn. I might have to steal a couple lines from that piece. I don't know what time in my lifetime I'm going to use them, but I'm going to steal some of them lines for your piece. I'm telling you that now. I'm a line thief, but I let y'all know I'm a respectful line thief, okay, because I be telling y'all I'm going to do it before I do it. Oh, man. All right, girl. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming through. I'm going to send you over there in the love, ma'am. Okay, and you sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Oh, I think I got a song. Yeah, I'm going to play this one.
Yes,
it was. All right, let me drop this song right here. Let me see. No, I don't want to drop that one. Let me see. How about, let me see how this one does. Man.
I ask myself, is this shit real? I contemplate about how I feel. But you make it way what you look at. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from the ceiling for you. Knew it from the start, there was no limit to you. And I'm catching feelings, baby. You give me chills and I know that it's real. Learn how
babe. No matter what I've seen in the past, I want that to impact that we've grown out, baby. I can't let it slip away, drift away, can't go to waste, go to waste, I stay it straight, stay to your face, won't contemplate, you contemplate that, baby. I don't wanna wait another minute for you. Oh, you got me falling from a ceiling for you. No, right from the start, there was no limit for me. And now I'm catching feelings, baby.
Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. If you give me a second, I think I'm going to do another station identifier. One second, and here we go. It's in play. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. This is on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and you have approximately, I believe it is 12 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady shuts you down and you won't be able to gain access to us. So, we're going to get with this next caller. I told y'all before, you have to forgive me because I can't find my logbook with my phone numbers in it. But I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 562. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello, y'all. This is Venom and Tigress.
Hey, you two.
Oh,
how y'all doing tonight? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Great to hear from you. My goodness, what a treat. Oh, shoot. We got a double dose tonight. I'm loving this. Okay.
Hello.
Goodness. How are you, Tigress?
How are you?
Goodness.
I'm well. How are you? How are both of you?
I am.
You're doing.
Wow, Venom, it's awesome hearing from you as well. My goodness.
I told Tigress, I said, we got to get it in tonight and go over there and holler at them.
Absolutely. Right. Let me take a sip of some cold water because I already know what to expect. But I do have to ask y'all the question. Let me sip my water first because if I sip it after y'all start spitting, I'm going to cough. I know I am going to choke on it. That's what happens when y'all come around, man. Okay. So tonight's question is, what is your sexual specialty? Because we know everybody got one. Now, I don't know who's going first, but y'all.
Ladies first. My mama told me to be a gentleman. Ladies first.
Absolutely, absolutely. Forgive my ignorance, but you are absolutely right. All right, Tigress. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get off the stage, and I'm going to center this spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I think my poem is self-explanatory to answer your question. Y'all both over 18, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, this poem is called, it's one of my newer pieces called My Love Language. So here I go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My love language is like having a bilingual tongue. I can switch directions to make my man come. My love dialect is so complex, it involves the steamiest sex. My love tunes play as soon as I walk in a room. I speak with my eyes. I speak with my lips. My pussy speak as it rides his dick. My toes speak as they stroke upon his lips. Then he sucks. Then my pussy grips my sweet stick. My body speaks as I receive his seeds, as they flow inside of me, dripping down my ass cheeks. My love language makes distant lovers come close, making them my sex hope. My love language goes from the letters A to F, so let my tongue flex to express. A is for aphrodisiac. Let me stimulate you as we prepare for intimacy beyond sex as we undress. B is for blowjob. Let me blow your mind with my tongue tricks as I taste the drips. Allow my lips to wrap around you as I drain the vein. No hands as your manhood expands. C is for cum slut. I want to watch as you spill like an erupting volcano, as you moan from an explosion of sweet juice. D is for dick. Come dick me down. Don't hold back. Put me in any position you envision. E is for eat. Eat my pussy, stimulate my clit, make her spit, eat all of it. Eat it from the back and then lick it. F is for fuck. Give it to me doggy style, wet and wild. Fuck me hard. Let me feel you released. Pound my pussy. Bring out that beast. So tell me, how do you like my love language? In peace.
So you didn't go through the alphabet. You see what I'm talking about?
Amen. I like that alphabet.
I do too.
Yes,
I gotta learn how to speak. Yeah, I gotta learn how to say the alphabet that way. I'll never see the alphabet song the same ever again. I can't even sing that to my grandbaby no more.
No.
You done messed up the alphabet song for me. I'm going to find another way to do the ABC. Lord,
Lord, have mercy.
Ooh, that was hot. I knew what to expect. I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Child, Lord, Lord,
look, I muted myself in the nick of time. I felt it coming.
I got ready to drink some more water, and then you started saying the stuff that is related to the letter, starting with the letters. I was like,
put this water back down. I'm going to wait till she finished, damn it. Shit.
Well,
I'm going to cough myself into oblivion. That was sexy as hell. I love that piece. D is
hey,
a, I knew D was coming.
I can't wait
I was
to do
waiting
it
for D. And I was waiting for the letter D to come. I already had that. My lips were there. I was just, well, I wanted to say it along with you. D is for dick. Yeah.
And you know what? And if you ever got the S, it would be for salivate, because that's where I'd be by that point. Yoo-hoo.
Hey.
Don't be taking my word.
We're gonna escort you off the stage, and we're gonna put Venom in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, my brother, the mic is yours.
All right. So to answer your question, what's the question again?
What is your specialty?
Your sexual specialty.
My sexual specialty would be the use of my tongue. Mm-hmm. And my piece will explain why.
All right.
My story is about coma tongue. And you may ask, what is a coma tongue? What is the definition even of a coma? It is a state of prolonged unconsciousness. But what is the definition of a tongue? The usually movable muscle in the mouth of humans and in most vertebrates functioning in eating and in tasting as in humans. Now that we know what a coma and a tongue is, let's combine the two together and see what we come up with. Because me, can taste the essence of your body, and I can bring you more pleasure than you have ever known. I can make you say, never leave me alone, because the reason why is because I will to own your pussy and make that kitty nice and gushy. You see, when you wrap your legs around me, as I taste the juice that flows so easily, as each leaking temple gets you all wet in the midst of increasing heat that you will never, ever forget. And the reason why is because the licks that I give, I will keep that pussy squirting for days. Make your body submit to my tongue, always. You see, my coma tongue is known for making you shake between the sheets and making you women all wet between as the pudding patch leaks. Yes, my coma tongue will have you gripping my bald head as I begin tongue massaging that cat in the bed. Yes, my tongue will have you climbing the walls from just a single touch of the tip when my tip crawls on that tongue. Yes, the tongue is very strong. The exercises are never prolonged, whether I'm going up or down or in and out. The curl of the tongue, the expanding of the tongue, you will have no choice but to come. It is soft, long, and thick, and can do more than just stimulate that click. You see, my tongue has no limits as to how to please, but it will, and I repeat, it will definitely put your body at ease, whether I'm doing it fast or slow. It knows how to go. You see, my tongue has been described to have batteries in it. So why don't you just lay back and let me have my tongue feeling suspended? You see, licking is easy for me to do because I got to tell you, I guarantee that no man on earth can make you come like I do. You see, years will go by, even decades, before you will find anyone that will make you fiend, even make you scream as you cream, whether it's outside in the broad daylight. I really don't care. At the beach, in the lifeguard station under the moon's glare, the coma tongue will wake you up in the middle of the night and will keep you wet through that first light. As your body starts to quiver and as the tongue continues to slither, as the moisture saturates the tongue even more, the tongue goes deeper than ever before. Your clit starts to swell from each lick of my tongue in detail. You see, the tongue taste is so intensified as the tongue taste is so personified. You see, your toes start to curl from just from me tongue kissing on that fur. And as your body reaches its peak, and you find yourself feeling weak, and ecstasy is in the air, and you realize, God damn, Comatong is now and then. As a job comes to an end from certain loss of consciousness of where it first began, the one thing that is found that remains to be true is that a coma, yes, a coma from the tongue can and will happen to you in sin.
I'm, you know what? I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but I can't even find the, what's the name, to turn off whatever this music is that's playing.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
It threw me off. I'm like, what happened?
I don't know what to do here. I really don't. I apologize for it happening, but.
No, it's all good.
Oh, man. Okay, there it is.
Oh, it's gone.
There it is.
It's
yeah. Gone. Yes. I mean, I was enjoying the piece, but I'm like, what the hell? What is that? I haven't experienced that before, so I apologize. But if you weren't finished, you can please continue.
No, I'm done.
Well, I heard about your specialty, okay? Lickety lick, lick, lick. You definitely got your liquor license because, man, yeah, that was hot as well. My goodness.
Thank you.
Yes, I loved it. You two came in here. Don't be coming in here double teaming and doing that to us. We weren't ready like that. Jeez. That was really, really awesome. I don't know what you got going on, but the rest of the world would like to know if you got anything happening out there in the world of poetry.
Yeah.
We would love to know what it is.
I'll let Tigress tell all the details.
All right.
Okay, well, we have our music show that we have every day called A Power Hour. That's what we have going right now for music. We have not done any poetry shows in a while, but we will keep you guys updated once we, you know, get back into a groove with that. But we do have some music for y'all if y'all, you know, need music while you're working at the gym or anything. You know, we got Venom. He's on the Power Hour with we having these different shows right now with different, you know, music artists. So just follow us, you know, Tiger C15 Radio. Stay up to date.
Thank you very much for that.
Yes, she forgot to put her own plug in. Since y'all are the erotic show, you know, on Wednesday nights with the Love Affair. Is it the Love Affair or Love Zone? I'm sorry.
The erotic love zone.
Yeah, so Tigress does once a month an erotic music show.
Oh,
on the radio. So once a month at the beginning of every month, you know, you can check out Tigress on, you know, and we're on all our streaming sites, 16 different streaming sites. You can find us on Spotify, Pandora, Apple, Google Music, all of them, iHeart. We're on all of those. And then also on every Sunday, we have the Chill Zone. And so last Sunday, we had a night of Whitney Houston. And then this Sunday is a night of Luther Vandross. So if you're a fan of Luther, you're going to really want to check this song, this tune's out here, and see how we put it together for him and do him justice.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you got any requests for Luther, too, y'all can inbox me and let me know, and then I'll get it in there for you. But,
I'm going to be in your inbox. I'm definitely in your inbox because I am a fan of Luther. Yes, I am. Big Luther, not little Luther.
Y'all don't know.
Okay. You know, he was good all around, but there's certain songs that he made that was just it was just different for me. You know. But
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for bringing Tigers.
All right.
My goodness. It's been a long time.
Thanks for having
people,
us.
But yes, and it's always a mic waiting here for you. I'm going to send you on
all
over
right.
there to the Love Lounge. Thank you.
All right. Thank
and
you.
Have a good night. One love, one mic.
All right. You too. Peace.
Wow. That was awesome. I got to find me a song for y'all. Let me see what I can come up with here. How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, excuse that slight interruption with the music. That's the first time I've experienced it. But we're back, and we're going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight? I'm good, but you sound really distant, like kind of low. It's actually the same. I can hear you. It's just it's low.
All right, what about now?
You know what? We're just going to go ahead and continue because it doesn't seem to be improving. Now, I don't know if you heard the topic for tonight, but it goes like this. We would like to know, what is your sexual specialty in a poetic form?
I don't think I'm too young for it, so.
Oh, Lord.
I would say...
All right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight for you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The name of this freestyle is called Brainwash. I want to go ahead and enter you, enter your whole mindset. You see, I'm ready. And go ahead and take this soon and make you whole. I'm going to go with your mouth like I was getting a field goal so deep when I creep. I want you to have that endless sleep. I want to go deeper and make you a believer. She was struggling. Struggling with my eyes closed. And I suppose she worked her mouth like an elevator. Going up and down. I was cruising like I was in the lounge. It's going down. If she's a queen, her mouth is a machine. She does things with my tools I ain't never seen. She stroked it and got milk on her face. I looked at her like the cream became a special place. She wanted to taste what I had, and I was glad to go ahead and give it to her and be like at the tip of her tongue. Stroke it gently. Remind me that you are the queen of an open mouth event. Go ahead and suck it like in a secret. I want to be reminded the way that you go ahead and stroke it. Like I would erupt like a volcano. You want me to put it on your breast? You want to go ahead and pass this test? I told you I won't sell for less. Maybe I could go ahead and give you a special treat to speed it down and speed it up until you get enough. Spread your legs like a butterfly because you qualify to go with the deep strokes. As I pose, I want to go ahead and drop so deep like a grenade, and I'm ready to invade, and you know that my skills have been displayed. I want you to go ahead and clean it me up. I want you to use your mouth to wash it away. There you go, like a good girl. Go ahead and suck every little bit of it. Don't miss. I need to hold your hair. I need to hold your mind. You wonderful kind. You are in line. Just one squirt won't hurt. And damn, it's like you gave that head of a red alert. But please, before my eyes close and I say yes, I must say you're the best. This is Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine, dig is in them all in. I've been driving, she's been brainwashed.
Wow. Wow. All right, what's nasty shit? Oh, wow. Your connection is really, really, it's really bad tonight. I heard you, but it was a lot of feedback, and you still sounded a bit distant. That's okay, but I heard you. That's why I let you finish. Okay, it's understandable, but I heard the piece. Yeah, okay. Well, you told us how you feel about her and what it is that you like, and that's what it's about tonight. So I want to thank you. I got other callers, so I can't hold a long conversation with you, but thank you for coming through. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic over there. You got J-Rob. You got C-Double 34. You got quite a few people over there. So you go on over there and take your socks off, put your feet up, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring the crystal on there. The crystal.
Yes, all right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, one love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
I got a song for him, too, because I need to take a break real quick, y'all. Bathroom nature calls. So here you go.
Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, Kush is rolling. Why she making, making next?
Yeah. Been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. No, Miss Storm, this playlist was here before you came back to Epiphany, so trust me, I knows music. Y'all be thinking you the only one that knows something about music, but it's all good, it's all good. It just means we got good taste, we got similar good taste, that's all. But my diva is back. I'm going to open up her microphone again. Hey, diva, welcome back. Is everything all good?
Absolutely. Everything is great.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I need to hear. That's what I need to hear. Mm-hmm. All right, we got another caller up in here. We're going to open up this mic to another one of Epiphany's own here. Okay, we got ourselves a Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I swear, about 15 minutes before the time for hand raising to be over with, my telephone died. Called back, then I thought I had my hand raised. How y'all doing tonight?
We all right. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It happens. Life happens, you know. You know, so it's all right. I ain't going to fuss at you. It's all good. It's all good. We take what you got anyway. Right. It's all right. It's all right. So I don't know if you heard the session with the topic tonight. It is, we would like to know what is your sexual specialty, and we want you to put it in poetic form.
All right. My poetic specialty, I'll go ahead and describe it. The embodiment of strength and vigor, an imposing muscular structure. A chiseled work of art in all of its grace, with a grapefruit at its base. Tonight, miss, your tongue's twitch will flip the switch that will send Chernobyl to critical. Like a lichen-covered water slide as the shaft glides down your hollow. A meal promised, but repeatedly pulled back, teasing your appetite into ecstasy. With little lubricating drops of dawn, causing, sudsing action while you froth broken Slavic communications. In reciprocation, you receive waves of titillating seeping secretions from the depths of your folded folds, causing your fauna's flora to pheromone. You're an amazing piece of machinery. While I cup your ears so your gasp are all you hear as the trombones slide. Oh, how the organ loves making pipe music. The most gent you have ever encountered. You have found your Ahab, your right whale, your Kilimanjaro, your test of endurance. You're becoming impatient. I can feel it in your frenzy. You have come to conquer. You're past your point of no return to raise the bottle in victory, shake the magnum and twist the neck, shake the magnum and twist the neck. As you fully open your next passage, just in time to swill the jet stream as your eyes roll like a heroin-induced dream, pulling, ringing, milking every drop of savory libation. As you lay back, breathless, panting and smiling, confident in a job well done. Poem.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. You know, you have this very eccentric style. your voice, it's I don't know any other way to put it. It's very gentle, but it's very direct. And I love listening to you spit your pieces.
Thank you.
You just have a unique sound and rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, when they go bad, they go way bad.
It's all right. It's all right. It's really all right. And but I'm a fan nonetheless. I'm a fan, and I appreciate it. Ooh,
hey,
much
that's
strange
huge talking you done
now.
Here. Believe me, for real. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, sure. And thank you for coming through. Now,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are actually closing out the show, and I think I got a song for that one. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to still send you over there to the Love Lounge, but I'm going to play your song as we end the show completely. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, sisters, y'all have
but,
this
wait,
was
now,
a,
wait
this
a
was
minute.
A huge
wait
show.
A minute.
Oh, I'm
on,
bagging it up.
Hold on. You know, I ain't letting you skate out of here without telling everybody what you got going on out there. You got something going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe, and you got something else going on outside of that, but it's all in the poetry world. So let us know what's happening with you.
Yes, ma'am. This Saturday, me and Gina Storm, we're really excited about this show for this weekend. We had it all set. We're going to go ahead and check the temperature as far as the what the poets feel, the mental health vibe. We're going to go ahead and touch on that one more time before we go ahead and let it go. On the Clubhouse side, Small House of Poetry, this Saturday, we're going to have the kitchen. That's where we just do speed round after speed round. So if you just have some pieces, you don't really want to be talking to nobody, you come in there, you just spit your piece. We load y'all into the blocks. Y'all take off, load y'all right back into the blocks. Y'all just keep running the races. Sunday is the flagship of the whole company. It's the living room. That's me, Gina, and Mama Donna show. That's where we bring poets in. We talk to them about their poetry. We talk to the poets about the poets. And we talk about the mind state that they were in as they were doing the poetry. You know, a lot of times us and including them, you know, we find out new things about our poetry in real time as we people are talking to them about us, about the poetry and their perspective of it. Sometimes it'd be a perspective that'd be right there, but you just never really put a finger on it or you never put a name to it. And somebody might actually notice this thing that you're trying to do. So it's like a group community thing where we all improve each other's poetry by taking a non-critical look at it and just giving some real positive feedback. But that's about it.
All right. Well, thank
wow.
you for that. And that's a
sounds good,
good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a very good
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You got everybody over there. Grab yourself a drink. Thank you for coming
sweet.
Through. One
all
love,
right, ladies,
one
y'all have a nice
you
night.
You
for
too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One love, one night.
Diva, diva, diva. Wow, this was an amazing show tonight. They came through
yes,
and knocked my
yes.
socks off. I ain't even have to take them off. They just knocked them
right?
off with this
exactly.
amazing poetry. Wow, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, y'all
sure
y'all get it in. And I love you for calling in and supporting us, bringing those amazing pieces. I'm a fan of everybody,
yes.
and I am definitely your biggest cheerleader.
Absolutely.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
without y'all, we wouldn't have no show. You know, it just
absolutely
just some music being
no
played
doubt.
And us conversing and spitting a couple pieces that we have. So thank you very much. I love every one of y'all for that. I really, really do. But Diva, you have any closing words?
Yes. Hey, listen, I would like to thank everybody who listened in, streamed us, and came on in and participated. We really appreciate you. Listen, y'all stay safe. You know, and you're getting that tricky weather. It's hot one day, cold the next, and, you know, and the variant is still existing. So, hey, stay safe. Stay home if you need to. God bless you guys. Thanks again.
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you something. I just got over the flu, okay? And it still has this nagging cough that is just lingering. And then I've got allergies on top of it, so I can't even tell the difference right now between what is what. It sucks. But these germs are still out here invading our bodies, and they're targeting any and everybody. It's no names on these germs. They just want to get inside. I guess that was appropriate for this show. But I love y'all. Thank you once again. I want everybody to stay safe and try and stay as healthy as you possibly can and use your common sense. If you don't feel good, stay away from folks until you start to feel better. Okay? Continue to love and respect one another. And I want y'all to have a really, really good night. And with that, I'm going to take you out with this. And say peace.
Calling me once a part of you, baby. You started it, now come and give me what I've been waiting on. Pressed against it, I can't resist you, don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit closer. Take it all, baby, I need it. Answer, don't wait for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want. It's one night or forever right now. Could you tell me how I'll make you?
You got my heart skipping beats, I can hardly speak. You got me breathing on time. How you you love me.